Hey, I'm back, man. I got something to say, though. This is some serious shit, though. Welcome to episode 32 of the Deep Conversations Podcast. I'm your host, Terrence Murdoch. I appreciate everybody for listening. Without further ado, let's get into it. Now, this one is, I'm going to go straight into it because this is a serious topic. I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't have that much knowledge. But this is for the people specifically on this earth. Regardless what age you are. If you questioning God, if you don't believe God is real, if you always ask God, why me, why all this stuff happening to me, what I'm trying to do good on this earth, and you still sending me bad people, or bad things keep happening to me when I try to be good, why me? Why people that I want in my life leave me? Why every time I try to do something that I want, it doesn't happen? Why all this stuff you confused about? Hopefully, this knowledge that I give you from what the knowledge I've gained through the Bible and talking to certain people, talking to a former pastor, got me right. Hopefully, it can open your mind up like it opened my mind up. So, I have the Bible app. It's free. It'll take like 6 seconds to download on any one of y'all's phone. It says Holy Bible on it. It's a brown book with a red little bookmark at the bottom. It says Bible. So, you can read all the chapters and all that. Right? It's free. Excuse me. So the pastor I was talking to, he told me what to read to get enlightened and stuff. Because I told him about where I was at in life and my 2-year journey and everything. Me writing down in my phone notes to God and all that. He said all that stuff I'm doing is right, but I got to talk to Jesus. Jesus is the one you get access to God, not God. So when people say you pray to God often, no, you don't pray to God. God not listening to you. How to simplify what I'm saying. Let's say you're working a 9-to-5, right? And you want to get access or you need a question about something. Would you try to get in contact with the CEO of that company, or would you try to get in contact with the manager? And you have the number of the manager. It's the manager, right? That's basically Jesus and God. So the CEO put all the power within the management. So if they got any questions, you go to the management. Don't go to me. God, all the questions you have to me, go to Jesus. Same shit. So that's why you got to start praying to Jesus. Don't pray to God. That's what I found out through the pastor. And he also told me in the book. But I saved so much stuff. I only got like 5% of this shit down. I'm going to keep a buck, probably like 2%, because there's so much shit in this book. It's so much. And the thing is, it's so crazy because it's metaphoric. So it's not like straightforward. It's just, it's riddled in a sense. It just got my attention like crazy, bro, because it changed my whole thought process of life and how I look at people. And you give people so much grace and forgiveness because they just lost. We're all lost because we're living in free will. So if you have free will, you're not attached to God. I wanted to tell y'all how right now, this is currently what I'm doing right now, is I'm acting like the spirit of John. And John is in the book because he was created through God to come on earth to scream and shout to everybody that God is real. Go to Jesus. You know, Jesus is a Lamb of God. So that's the person that's the most powerful, most important person you need to be in contact to in order to bless your life. So that's what I'm acting like right now, the Spirit of John. Telling y'all, like, hey, go to the Bible. If you don't believe in God, first understand that it's not God's fault for what happened to you on earth. We are all, I'm going to do it like this. We are all Eve, you know, Adam and Eve. We are all, Eve is all of our mothers, right? Eve was lied to by a serpent, aka the devil, telling her, hey, eat this apple from this tree of knowledge. God told us, do not eat that any fruit from the tree of knowledge, because once you understand the good and evil in life, that's when you will be detached from me, because you'll have like the same power, right? The serpent heard that, went to Eve, manipulated her, told her, hey, eat the apple, you won't die, look how good it looked, go ahead and eat it. Eve, she ate the apple, and she even gave the apple to Adam, and they both ate it. And so God said, you will be punished for that, for you doing that, right? So he disconnected from them. I'm not going word for word by the Bible, because I feel like that's too complex, and plus I don't want to be the person to do that. I don't want that to be my lane. I want y'all to find a person, find a pastor, you know, go through the book. You read it yourself, you'll find out. Like, I'm reading Genesis, John, and Proverbs. That's where I'm at. I'm just reading all three of those. So I got a whole bunch of stuff highlighted in Genesis, and I want to read something to make sense of why God isn't attached to us right now. So as soon as you're born from your parents, you're disconnected from God. You don't have the grace of God because Eve is the one that was punished for that. But then we're all up under Eve. You have to get a relationship back with Jesus to then get back in good graces. So that means you can then find your purpose and then you can have your protection within the Holy Spirit. That's why all the darknesses happen when you were kids, all the trauma, your parents doing you wrong, your friends or whatever, the light, the environment treating you like all this stuff is all earth based. It's nothing. God has nothing attached to this. The only thing, I mean, Jesus don't have anything a part of none of this. The only people that he protects is the ones that go back to him and that lives through him. It's called righteousness and wickedness. What most people know about is right and wrong. Right is righteousness. Wrong is wickedness. Okay. You have the knowledge of doing good and doing bad, but you choose bad because of life. Some people say, man, my life was fucked up, man. Fuck God. Why I go through all that? Why did I go through all this and they didn't go through all this and they live right next to me or even siblings or whatever the fuck? Because you have to understand, if they are not connected to Jesus, if they are not righteous people, they're going to be living in a fucked up world. Here's something even darker. If they're fucked up and they have demons, spirits, all that stuff, I believe angels and demons, I believe in that still. If they have dark people, dark demons attached to them, your parents I'm talking about, and they don't heal from it, and then they birth you, you don't even realize you are dealing with demons that's not even from your causing. Your parents got they fucked up shit attached to you. So now you fucked up. That's why it's always best to detach from your family. Not fully. You can still have conversations and shit. If you're not feeling good, detach from everybody. Start from square one. Start with yourself and then get a relationship with Jesus. That's why you have to learn how to start praying to Jesus. Start repenting for all the sin. Repenting is, means change of thinking. So your mindset right now is probably fucked up. I'm sad. I'm this. I'm going through this. Why my life is like this so far? All this shit you created. They ain't trying to hear none of that shit. I ain't trying to hear none. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. If you want me to help you, you have to fully repent and you have to fully allow me to do my work on you because you didn't put yourself in this hole. That's why once you have a relationship with God, let me simplify it. Relationship with Jesus. I'm going to simplify it right here. So basically, this is what happened. Your creator, the number one creator that created everything that you're living, smelling, breathing, seeing, experiencing, all that. The creator of this is detached from you because of something that happened before your time. So you have no cause. It's not your fault. If you want to get back in his good graces, you have to get in a relationship with Jesus. And once you get a relationship with Jesus, basically picture this. There's, let's just say, 8 billion people on earth. Jesus, attached to him, has 8 billion plugs for each individual. And when you plug into him, that means you have the spirit of God in you. So that means you will start to think clearer. You'll start to be happier. You will start to understand things for what it is and know the better way. And you will start to want to live righteous because you want to maintain that connection. Because you are attached. Jesus is attached to flesh and spirit. So once you get the connection, it's not just you against the world, it's you and the Holy Spirit against the world. That's why you feel more at ease against stuff that's happening to you. The devil can mess with you if you allow it to, but the Holy Spirit can knock it out and no problem. That's why when you be seeing people that's connected, they be saying, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, you leave me. In the name of the reason why they say that is because they are attached to Jesus because they have a good relationship. You know what I mean? A lot of us or a lot of the world is lost. That's why you need to find people just saying like me and people that's talking out about it, the chosen ones, because majority of your bloodline aren't connected. Some people choose the wickedness. Some people choose the wickedness of life. That's up to them. You can live righteous or wicked, up to you. We have free will. You can get up right now, go jog. You can get up right now, go for a drive. You can get up right now, go punch somebody in the face. You can do anything you want right now. That's not God attachment to you. Because once you have the righteousness attached to you, all that wicked shit you got in your brain, that shit don't pop up nearly as much. The anxiety, the depression, all that shit is gone because you start to have understanding for shit now. That's what I've been realizing. I've been sitting back, you know, analyzing this damn Bible. And hold on, I've been reading the Bible and shit. I got right here Genesis 6. Lines 1-1-8. Let me just read some of this stuff so you can understand what I'm talking about. Where is it at? It's right here. It's okay, right here. I'm skimming through right now. I'm not reading all of it to you because it's like it's real complex. But right here it says on line 5 in Genesis 6, it says, "The Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart." This is God we talking about from the Bible. God realized once he gave us full control in life, it says in the Bible, it says that once he created man, he gave man full dominion on earth for every living and breathing thing. That means dominion is a definition basically of control. We have full power. We have full free will to do anything. We have the full control. You're not attached to Jesus. The only thing you have, you're not attached to God. The only thing you have in you is the spirit of him. So what you're doing, what I try to tell y'all, is you got to connect your spirit of him back to the source. Because once you're born, like I said, because of Eve, she ate the apple. And since you did that, you're now punished. You're detached from me. You need to reattach yourself. And it's a saying too. Nobody's blaming you about what happened to you. We're blaming you about how you're choosing to overcome it. And what did I say before? You can either choose the victim lifestyle or the victorious lifestyle. If you're always complaining, confused, depressed, anxious, sad, you don't feel like doing nothing in life, you're like, why am I even here? It's because you need guidance. Everybody needs guidance. And not having a fucking older person means guidance. You need to have the person that's the creator of the source, which is Jesus. You see what I'm saying? People thinking, oh, I'm blessed. I don't got to worry about none of that. You blessed. How you blessed? People be saying, oh, I'm blessed because I came from the struggle and now I got a whole bunch of money now. Now I ain't struggling no more. I'm blessed. God bless me. That's all materialistic shit. That's all free will. You chose to work hard because you was tired of being broke. Some people did it by themselves. Some people had a group of motherfuckers and they grouped up and they became successful throughout time. And then they got money. That's not God blessing you. That's just you working hard in life and you chose the righteousness over the wickedness. That's karma. That's earthly shit. Now, that part right there, I could be wrong about the karma. I still believe in karma. I didn't read the Bible fully. I didn't get all that. Maybe it explains what that is. But right now, still in my brain, currently from my knowledge, I believe that if you do good in the world, good things happen to you. If you do bad in the world, bad shit gonna happen to you. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna get protected from nothing because you're doing bad. We are all individual art pieces. That's what I'm saying. People be acting fake and shit. You're not acting like your true art piece. Everybody's walking pieces of art because God created us in his image. But we're detached, what I say, because of Eve. She ate that bullshit ass fruit, Adam and Eve. So now the punishment is detachment. We have to reattach to them, get our fucking head on straight. That's what it is. That's what I'm saying, bro. Y'all, man. Man. And that one little line of what I just read, how Lord said he regretted even making man on earth. And then he was grieving about it. But then let me read a little further. Okay, right here. It says, "So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I'm created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord." So out of the creations of man, Noah was the one on earth that had free will, that chose to stick with God's doing, to stick with the good spirit, with the righteousness. So once God found him before he wiped out the earth, he told Noah, "Hey, since you're with me, I'm going to tell you what to do to protect yourself through this disaster I'm about to create for this earth. This is how you build the ark. Get the animals, get what you want and whatever. Bring them to the ark. This is what you need to create it and then get it done." You know, and then once, I think it took 40 days for the wiping to be complete. And then once he blew it away and Noah came back from the ark and then created life again, it's still the same. It's still the same. Motherfuckers is, man, look, I don't want to get too deep in the Bible. I don't want to be that person for Bible talk. I don't want to do that. Some of y'all motherfuckers is already asleep. I'm just letting you know that if you're mad at God, if you're confused if God is here, God is not here right now. God is only going through the people that is allowed back into his life. Jesus, I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, for example, me right now, I want God. I'm a man of God. I am a man of God, bro. You can call me Christian. You can say whatever you want. I'm not attached to no religion. I'm just saying I allow God, Jesus to come through me. I plug my plug back in Jesus. Fuck what y'all talking about. And the reason why you say, oh, you plugged in with Jesus, but you cussing and you doing all, I am flawed. We are flesh. I am flawed. I'm not going to be perfect. You can't be perfect when you're in flesh. You can choose righteousness over wickedness. So I know I'm flawed. I love cussing. I'm going to calm down my cussing and shit too. I ain't going to see. But that's just me though. You know what I'm saying? I love me and I feel even better. That's why when you go through certain shit, and once I got done talking to the pastor, because he's not from America, he's from Nigeria. So when I talked to him, he gave me very detailed and very good understanding. That motivated me to want to read the shit because he made it so clear to me. And then we had a prayer at the end, bro, because he said I was so close to God, I mean to Jesus, but I was saying it wrong. You need to get connected to Jesus. He prayed Jesus back to me. Like he requested it because he was already attached. And so I felt it. He said, repeat after me. We was in the car, closed my eyes. I repeated after him. I teared up a little bit. And then after he was done, I just couldn't move. I was just praying after that. And then he was saying a chant or just saying some speech, talking to God for me. And, you know, ever since then, bro, this world is spooky out here, but it's not supposed to be because you're supposed to be connected to your Savior. Like, y'all trying to find relationships and friendships and all this shit based off of free will. You're not connected to nobody. I mean, you're not connected to no higher source. And is it a journey? Yeah, but I feel like it's a journey that everybody need to do. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a hard-ass world out here. This world wants you to die. This world, man, y'all see what's going on. Dictatorships in certain places. Rape, abuse, molestation, extortion, all this stuff. People selling people body organs. This is all human free will shit. And if you don't want to be a part of it, if you want your blinders on, I'm not saying you're going to be naive to the shit. You're going to keep your head on the swivel. You're going to know what's going on. But if you need that guidance throughout all this bullshit, Jesus got a plug right now in his hand. Just imagine it's a source. It's like, just imagine a cloud. Let's just put no face to it, even though it's flesh. Just imagine a cloud just swinging a fucking a plug, waiting for you to plug in, waiting for you to come back to plug in. Now, this is how you plug in. I'm a man of solutions. I'm not a person that's just going to tell you some shit. See, it's a difference between telling somebody and teaching somebody. A lot of parents thinking they doing some shit by telling their kids, you need to teach them. Sit them down. Let's have a moment together and teach me. Right? This is what you got to do. When it comes to going back to Jesus, you have to fully admit all of your wrongs. Certain people don't have accountability. So this is not going to work. This is why they'll forever be wicked. This is why. Now, I believe in heaven now. Oh, I 100% believe in heaven. Oh, for sure. I believe. I need to read the Bible more. Because I still do believe in reincarnation, but I do believe that the people that are wicked and wrong, that disagree and go against God, they stay here in spirit form. I believe that their spirits don't go nowhere. They stay right here. That's why these are the demons. These are the people with the fucked up. You see what I'm saying? That's why I believe in that. Now, I'm going to read more in due time and shit. I'm going to get into it, but it's a lot to unpack, and it's a beautiful feeling, bro. Like, man, I don't know where my life taking me. And I'm happy as fuck because you're going to be so, you stress yourself out trying to figure out some shit you don't know. But your creator wait for you to plug in and then be calm. Wait for the feeling. Wait for the feeling. Then once you go and then once you get the feeling, attack on that because that's me tapping you. That's me letting you know, hey, I feel you. See, right now, everybody knows it's cold as fuck right now, right? It's cold where I'm at in Ohio. The sun is shining on me right now as we speak. As I'm talking about this shit. And it's been cold all day. I know I'm protected. I want y'all to be protected too. So I'm trying to teach y'all the game how to be protected like how I am. Because the successful one and all the chosen one is the definition to me for chosen one is people that saying, fuck society. I'm going back the right way. Right? Black sheep in most people's eyes is saying, they're the ones that's going to be successful. They're the ones that's going to overcome the struggle. They're the ones that, yeah, I'm that black sheep. I'm the chosen one. I said it wrong back then when I was dumb as fuck. I was ignorant. So I was talking about, oh, I'm going to be the successful one, the one with a whole bunch of money, da-da-da-da, all that shit. But the reality is I'm the one that's getting right back with God, with Jesus. I'm back with the big homie. That's what I said. The big homie fuck with me. He let me in the gates. Now I'm cool. So I got to stay righteous like how I've been doing. So now I got to spread the word. I don't know all of the word, but I can tell you what I know from right now, how to get to this point. Step one, this is a part a lot of people are going to be hard for y'all to do, because some of y'all got kids, some of y'all got families, all type of shit. But you have to find you a safe space. You have to, whether it's your car, whether it's a closet, whether it's a bathroom, whether it's wherever it is, you got to go to a church that you know you can go to when it's closed, wherever. But you got to have a one-on-one with you and Jesus. And it's mainly just you talking to yourself. Stop looking outward for God. All of the access and everything that I'm talking to is within you. Okay? Everything, that all the power source and the plug and all is all within you. But right now, since you're detached from it, the free will, the demons that's on the earth that allows you, like, you, your mind drives you crazy when you by yourself. I don't like being alone. I need to be around people. Yeah, that's because the devil can play with you because you don't got strength. See, now you might need a source of a righteous person to help you guide through that. Some people need exorcisms. I could tell people so demon because some people be like, I'm about to watch Annabelle. I'm about to watch The Conjuring. I'm about to go straight to sleep after. You fucking demon. How the fuck can you look at that shit and be comfortable and cool? I don't watch scary movies. The last scary movie I watched is when I was a kid. Oh, no. The last scary movie I watched, I didn't even watch it. It was It. I went to It, and whenever that motherfucker might pop up, nigga, I looked away from the screen. You can call me pussy. I'm right with the Lord. Fuck what y'all talking about. I'm right with Jesus. I'm not about to deal with that shit. I'm not about to allow. You don't even understand. Music opens portals. Prayers, witchcraft, open portals. Movies open portals for you to have demons inside of you. I'm not dealing with that shit. If you want to see a real scary movie, bro, I promise you, type in at home exorcisms. Exorcisms are basically cast your sins away. You need somebody with the Holy Spirit or the higher power. If you're not strong enough to do it, if you know you're not, if you're wicked completely, like the people that are murderers and all that shit, y'all got the demon literally controlling you. Because just imagine food worms. You have a worm inside your stomach or inside your body that can eat immediately kick off cravings. That's not your own doing. That's the worms in your body from when you eating bad foods that have worms. It has now control over your system to mess with your brain. So that means if you have demons that can mess with your brain, sometimes you'll black out and be like, I don't know what the fuck I do. You know when somebody get pissy drunk and then they black out, they act all wild and shit. Yeah, just imagine a demon can make you, quote unquote, have blacked out drunk. And you spaz out. And then you just come back to your senses like, what the fuck happened? Yeah, people go through that. So people that's like that, you need to get to a pastor. You need to get baptized in that water. And you need an exorcism. It's basically called cast your sins away. So basically you need somebody. Basically what happened to me, but I didn't need the intense version. Because the only thing that happened to me, I was like, I agree. I was like, thank you for making fine him. He got me back right. I'm back with Jesus. I'm good. I'm tapped in. You know, I want the marriage. I want the kids. I want all that. See, that I just brought up a good topic, right? My voice is high-pitched because I've been talking for a minute. My voice is either high or low, but right now it's high. Fuck it. This is something that confuses me in American society, right? A lot of motherfuckers talk about hoe phases before getting married. Why in the fuck, if you are a marriage type of person, why would you want to have a hoe phase when your hoe phase is supposed to be a phase inside your marriage? You need to get all the fun fucking out, all the curiosity of fucking out before you choose to get married by a girl. So you have the basic plain fucking. People say you need to be experienced when you get into them. You need to have the experience with your wife. You goofy fucks. You're supposed to be with your wife for life. Don't you understand? You don't understand that? It's in the Bible. I ain't gonna read that too, even though it's true. Oh, for example, floating rib. When God said no man should be alone. At first it was animals or whatever. Like I said, I'm paraphrasing. I've read it, but I'm not reading it from the Bible, so I could be wrong, but this part I'm right. When Adam was asleep, God took away one of his ribs to create a woman for him as a connection. Man, woman. Okay? So that means we have a partner out there. We have a source of people out there. We don't have see. Now that's too far. I ain't about to go too far on that. That's a whole different thing. I'm saying this: man, woman together, marriage is one. The man having sex and doing all that other stuff, that's not supposed to be it. That's from the Bible. That's not from me. I don't prefer that. I prefer y'all need to find out somebody, man. But you gonna find somebody based off of the connection to Jesus. If you and you're in free will, so you gonna be like, oh, I think this person, man, I'm gonna get deep real quick. I'm gonna get deep. Women, Lord, you know. Look, women that do not have fathers are the easiest prey for fuckboys. Okay? The reason why is because they don't have an image of what a man is. So they can be easily manipulated. And so when they have the attention of a man, they feel good. So then they're easily accessible to fuck or to get into relationships with. Not all men are like this. Some men like this because they make them feel more of a power structure. Right? Now, vice versa, women are fucked up too. Just like how men are fucked up. But I'm saying those are easy prey for dudes that are fuckboys. For example, I want somebody to be able to speak up on her flaws up front. Because we have a lot of life to live. So that means we have a lot of shit to do. Okay? I want a lot of kids. I want a big ass family. I want to travel the world. I want to help the world. I want to do a lot in life. I don't want to do this shit by myself. I always preach, I'm not doing this shit by myself forever. I'm in my hometown. Well, I'm not in my home. I'm around my hometown. I'm getting the fuck ghost. Once I get out of here and find the one and all that shit, God will give it to me. Jesus will get me right. See, I still have an issue by saying God is supposed to be Jesus. Jesus is going to get me right. You know what I'm saying? I think Jesus already gave me the feeling of who I need to go towards. Either if it's not her, the type of woman that I've seen through her. So either way, I'm good. I'm all right. But the thing is, the thing is, your intuition gets 10 times stronger because now if it's like, did I just feel something? Versus, oh, I know I feel you. I got you. I read you. I heard you. That's the difference. Like it's like you really got a partner for real. You got a genuine partner for real. And that's all I really wanted to say, man. I don't know if this is long or not, but I don't want to go too deep. Like I've been just focusing on that. That's been my whole thing this whole time. God is not a part of you right now. If your parents have never told you, and you know what's so crazy too? The God works in mysterious ways. That's true. Because you could have been that person. Any one of y'all could have been that person. Like, why God never got to me? He getting to you right now through me. Because I accepted Jesus to come back into my life. So now Jesus is like, since you accepted me, I'm going to forever bless you for eternal life. But allow me to use you. You have a little platform. The amount of small people that see you, because I'm close to 100 people listen to my podcast. So within these 100, some people that in your audience need to hear this. So I'm allowing Jesus to use me in my free world life. That's why I have eternal success and eternal blessings. But see, being the chosen one, being the blessed one, is not for me to just be by myself. You have to bring people with you. Not physically being there, but with the knowledge, you have to release it so people can grasp it and then grow at their own pace. Whether they want to or not, this is free will. You can choose the righteous way or the wicked way. It's up to you. Do you. But just know, when you choose the wicked, you are literally saying, God, I feel you, but fuck you. I'm doing the opposite. Just understand that. Just understand that. But God, but like Jesus also has grace. Like they know it's fucked up. They know your habits. They see what you're feeling when you have a bad habit. So if you choose that, they understand it's still fucked up. But you got to get out of that to get right, to get the power, the Holy Spirit. Right? So don't feel, feel a little bit bad, but also have an understanding. Like, I'm going to try to get better. Like, I'm going to do this. Like, for example, mine right now is food. I have a very issue with food. I love food so fucking much. You know I have to have a lifestyle change. So I know what I got to do when it comes to jobs. Once I change the jobs, this food problem ain't no issue. I felt the best in my life when I was working at Amazon. Once I get the YouTube and shit jumping and I'm consistent and I don't have to work a 9-to-5 no more, I'm buying a trainer. I'm buying a nutritionist. I'm getting myself right. I don't want to be the healthy, fit motherfucker. I just want to experience that lifestyle. And then I want to incorporate eating multiple different types of foods because now I'm healthy living. Because I want to eat all type of shit. I want to travel the world, eat and try different foods. Not even record. If it's recorded with my wife or whatever, then we can do that. Or we make our own foods, like have cook-offs and shit like that with our friends over. Man, I'm marriage-based. Because I'm right with Jesus. Y'all motherfuckers out here, oh, you boring. You, all right. Watch until I get in a relationship. She's going to be like, oh, thank God I found you. I'm telling you, I'm a whole infant. I'm a whole child, bro. Motherfuckers 80 years old, right? With the knowledge I just got from the Bible, You can be 80 plus years old. You are a fucking baby to this earth. Just to let you know. You can be, I've been through a whole lot. I've seen a lot. You are an infant. Just to let you know. You're going to die a child. I just want people to understand that. You think that you're grown. You're grown based off of standards of society, but you are a child when it comes to knowledge. Just letting you know. Everybody out there listening, just letting you know. But that's a good thing, though, because that means you can learn, you can explore, and you can become a different version of you. Because the version of who you are right now, this is the free will version of you. Once you put Jesus in your life, you're a whole new person. That's also scary, too, because you can be in a relationship with a girl for like 5, 10, 15 years, right? Oh, this is the love of my life. This whatever. I'm about to marry her. This, that, da, da, da. Or if I already married her. Because this is the lifestyle you have without Jesus. Now, what if the lifestyle you're living right now is all based off of what you think you needed to live? But see, now you get right with Jesus and Jesus put you on the path where you're supposed to be. And now you need to have a whole 180 switch of your life. And now it doesn't revolve her no more. Now you might be all fucked up. Now that's going to be a whole adjustment period. Now you're going to really choose. Are you going to be righteous or are you going to be wicked? God gave you that feeling like this ain't it no more. Are you going to listen to me? Or are you going to go, you know, your own way because you done built it and you already got a habit from it? You know? So, hey, man. That's all I really wanted to say, man. I'm feeling good than a motherfucker about my... Like, I'm isolated, bro. I'm isolated. And I feel like it's time for me to, like, you know, come out of the shadows again. Because whenever I get into this feeling of the natural flow, the... What am I about to say? The... Playing the game and all that shit, it don't fulfill me as much. You know, like when I'm playing, it's fun, but it's like, damn, I should be doing something else right now. You know what I mean? Like when I'm playing by myself, when I'm playing with other people, it's different. But so I'm getting to that. I feel like I'm close to recording again. I don't even know what I'm gonna record for real, to be honest. Like, see, the thing is, I want to record godly stuff, but I want to be fun too. So that's the tug and pull, man. That's the pause. That's the tug and pull of the whole, what am I supposed to be doing? Like, this right here feel good. Like, I just started talking about this again, and the sun just came out again. So now I'm like, all right, bet. So this might be the wave, but am I supposed to be doing this on YouTube too? So I don't know. But that's the fun part. I don't trip on the unknown because I know I'm getting guided by Jesus. I'm good. All this shit right now sounds gibberish to you. It's because, listen to me, I put 2+ years of self-isolation trying to get that connection back with God. At the time, I was saying God, but it was actually Jesus. I met the pastor because God saw it was time. Jesus saw it was time. Y'all know I'm gonna keep getting that mixed up. But he saw it was time. He brought him to me. I got the prayer. I got the green light that I'm in there. So my whole thing is, too, I'm in there. So I can see the wicked ways of people and all the stuff happening to other people. Y'all are hurt. Y'all are sad. Y'all are depressed. That is okay because it is the free will world. Come back home, not home to your mom, your dad, your grandpa. That's not home. That is literally the free will home. Jesus got you. All the sadness and the confusion and all that shit, I'm going to get you right. That's Jesus right there. I'm going to get you right. But you got to be able to listen to me. That intuition, your gut feeling, I got you. All the decisions that you're trying to make on your own, you don't have the knowledge and you fuck yourself up more and more and more. Guess what I said in one of my past podcasts? People need that fucking rock bottom. A lot of people being rock bottom because the only life you know is survival mode. That, ladies and gentlemen, is rock bottom. Some people live majority of their life in survival mode, aka rock bottom. They don't have a happiness. They don't have none of that shit. But the thing is, if you're still alive and you're able to listen to this message, congratulations. Jesus wanted to attach himself to you. Jesus wanted to reach out to you to try to get your attention. That's the only reason why I'm doing this shit. Because something in me was like, just record this at least. This knowledge is very powerful. And I'm allowing Jesus to use me because I want the eternal life. I'm going to be here forever. Some people sell their souls to the devil. Like, that's what the money and the monetary gain. That's why people thinking that they come from broke and they successful. Now they got blessed. Why is it that people in the industry, music or whatever industry, that's called the Illuminati? Hypothetically, this can be an opinion. This can be 100% wrong. But I've seen a post talking about his name was Gilly the Kid or King or whatever, Gilly the Kid, whatever. $1 million worth of game. They said that $100 million deal that he signed was a sacrifice for his son. Because as soon as if you see how he was crying like he was grieving over her death. Not because of the money, because he already had money coming in already. They already had money before that deal. So that money, and guess what? All this is about money. That's the devil shit. This is the free will shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because the money, the amount of money I'm making right now, and the happiness I know how to do, I can have kids right now and teach them true happiness, and they won't even care about the amount of money they making. It's because y'all fucking hype it up so much, y'all fantasize about a fucking dollar, which is what the world wants you to do, which is what man society wants you to do. The ones that don't care about the righteous, they care about the wicked. They want to control you. They give a fuck about a dollar amount. I'm over here looking at true happiness, people that's in the woods, people that's living minimal. Like, the hood is the best place if it wasn't no fucking, no drug dealing and no gangs and killing. That's the best type of place to live, because you live in with less money and you have a group of like-minded people and y'all chilling. Remove that gang dumbass shit, that drug shit, and all that, the prostitution. Well, that's been there since the beginning, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? We ain't talking about that, but like, just all that other stuff. And the hood is a good-ass place for real. Because like I said, it's all about the mindset. If the people, if name a crazy hood, just you, just name one out, that you know is dirty, is funky, is the people fucked up, all that. Just name one. Boom. Take all them people out, put in people that's immigrants, they would not wait for the government. They would clean all that shit up and make that shit into a middle-class environment. You know why? Because of mindset, and they grateful because of the environment. People there, they're comparing to the middle class. That's what the society wants you to do, government. They're comparing to the upper class. They feeling lesser than, and so they acting like lesser than. That's the whole thing. You put in somebody else in a different environment, they're going to make that shit look like it's middle class. They're going to paint it up. They're going to clean the fucking streets. They're going to do that. So we're all in chaotic mode. We're all fucked up because we live in free will. So it's best you try to get a relationship with Jesus. Step one, let's just get, before I end it, let's just see. All right, for example, I don't know what to do with Jesus. Okay, I want to talk to Jesus. What do you do? The whole point is to say, Jesus, I am sorry for what I've sinned. And you genuinely, sincerely got to mean that. Talk like you're talking to a therapist. Jesus is your number one therapist. Fuck going to a human. You need to talk to Jesus. Therapy is the best thing for everybody in this universe, but not with a person. You need to go to Jesus. I'm telling you. And you ask Jesus, I want to repent. I want change of thinking. I want you to use me. I want to have a better life. I don't want to die like feeling like this. I'm sorry for whatever I did. I know I was wrong. I knew better, but I chose wrong because I was fucked up. The reason why I did it was because this. And I'm sorry for that. I am sorry. I don't want to be mean no more. I don't want to be around mean people no more. I want people to change my life. I want you to bring me the people that's going to help me. You know, I love you now. I'm sorry. You know, I'm just in pain and I don't want to be in pain no more. I'm sorry. That type of shit. You got to sincerely feel that, whatever that is for you. You got to tap up in there. Like I was, man, I'm telling you, when I was in that apartment by myself, I knew I was like, I had to fully, and then God, what Jesus really wants is you to humble yourself and have pure humility. You got to humiliate yourself. You got to cry because your ego and your pride is dying when you do that. Because your pride, like, I ain't about to cry. I ain't about to do nothing. Shit, I was in that motherfucker. Oh, God. God, I'm sorry. I ain't even do shit. I was just fucking myself up. And I'm like, I don't want life to be like this, Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. God, oh, God. And it worked, shit. I'm serious. I done cried out about 2 gallons of fucking, 2 gallon jugs of tears, man. I can't cry about none of this shit no more. I done released all of it. Jesus believed me because I'm saying the truth. Because it's all in your inner core. If you say, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean none of that. I mean, I didn't mean it, but, you know, I want you to help me now. I'm cool. That energy, you still got the energy. Like, you might still choose wickedness over righteousness. And I'm going to tell you like this. If you go to Jesus and Jesus blesses you, and then you go backwards, I don't know if you can go back. I do not know. I saw some shit where it say, if you do that, then Jesus is not going to come back twice or whatever. But I also say, you know, you can get that part. I don't know. But just know that step one, them tears gonna come out. Just letting you know, if you did some fucked up shit and you treated people fucked up when you ain't deserve to be treated fucked up, I'm telling you, regardless if you believe it or not, find you a safe space when you by yourself, whether it's laying down in the bed. Oh, let me tell you something right here. The number one playlist I listen to daily whenever I meditate or whenever I'm trying to read or something is Peaceful Piano. So play the Peaceful Piano on medium sound or a little medium low, it helps me read. It helps me meditate. And them tears, I'm telling you, once you first start to get to Jesus, they're going to fall. So feel, say sorry. Say you forgive the people that treated you like shit. Say sorry for the people that traumatized you. Say sorry for them. You have to forgive them. You have to, I'm telling you, that ego death is real. You have to forgive them. That don't mean they come into your life again. Because here's the thing. You're trying to, let's say you want to come back. Oh, I want my family back. I want my wife back. I want my friends back. No. That's all the stuff you created through your own free will. That's not even what Jesus probably wanted you to do. Jesus is going to get you right. Jesus is going to guide you to where you need to be. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you. This is meant for somebody out here that I have in contact with. First of all of y'all, I'm thankful for y'all for listening to me, still following me. You know what I mean? I'm going to be successful. My success is different, but, you know, once I get out here, because I'm a very valuable person, so it's hard for me to package all this shit into like a consistent niche or just, you know, just release. I can follow a game plan and be consistent and become successful. That's the devil way. I'm with Jesus. I don't do all that. That's why when you see me, if you see me or see me anywhere on the internet, I feel different than the average motherfucker because I'm actually tapped into Jesus. I just cuss. You know what I'm saying? You can tell when people are at a different strength or a different aura. Or you might be on the same mindset wavelength as somebody and you can feel a connection. It's not a connection, nothing sexual, none of that shit. It could be like, I'm tapped in the way you tapped in and we understand each other. Or... like, you know what I'm saying? I get you, in a sense. That's all. But how long is this? I'm thinking it's like 30 minutes. How long? 41 minutes. Healthy. Yes, Lord. That's a healthy amount. That's healthy right there. I like that. That's healthy. I ain't been here in about a couple months or a month. I don't know how long I've been. I just been zoned out. Once I read that Bible, it was over with, bro. I was just focusing on that. So I got a lot more to learn. I know probably people will be like, man, I wish you could teach me about the Bible. I like the way you explain things. Shit, I'm gonna have to get money somehow. I'm gonna figure out how to get money through some of this shit. Cause I know I'm a valuable person, but I have given value for free. That's what Jesus loved. But like I'm also flesh, I'm also on earth. And you know I fucking hate this job, Lord. You know I hate this job. You know I don't wanna work no 9 to 5 all my life. So I'm gonna get it right. This YouTube, I'm gonna package it up good. I learned a little bit how to edit a little bit better, like have better intros and shit. So I'm working behind the scenes now. I ain't just sitting around bullshit. I'm working behind the scenes. I'm putting that work in. But I'm laying out on that bed and I'm on my phone all day listening to music, studying shit, figuring things out, you know, getting it right. And a lot of the music is dark though, but like I still listen to it just because I make playlists on Spotify. So like all the songs I put on there, I don't be liking all them shits. But I can feel like this is a good song for a playlist so I can put it in there. So not every single song that I got on the playlist, I love every single one of them. Some of them I don't even listen to that much. I might listen to it 2 times to see if, okay, does this sound like a playlist type of song? Or it sound like when I'm putting it on there. Does it sound like, because I listen to so much music every day, it's like I listen to all type of shit. But if I could be honest, the most peaceful shit to listen to, like when I'm driving, peaceful piano. You put the peaceful piano on while you're driving, you're going to be meditating while you're driving. It's going to feel good to me. To me, it's relaxing to the mind. So, and I've been doing that ever since Jesus fuck with me, man. Jesus fuck with me. And so I had to get all the information for you to get the access to Jesus. Cause I don't want to be selfish and just be by myself. You know, some people I might never see again, but since I gave them this information, I changed their life. Once you actually put the work in, put in a couple years, or a couple months in, or however long it is for you to get a connection. Now you'll never forget me because I changed your life. Don't say that to me. That's Jesus. Jesus want me to use me to get to y'all. So that's all. So, you know, YouTube on the way. I don't know, bro. I'm just focused on, you know, transitioning to a new spot, new job, you know, new energy, lose his weight, get some clothes, have some fashion sense and stuff. You know, just have fun with the little shit, man. Do I want to get married and have bitches? I want to get married, bro. Fuck all that. You know, America looks so down upon in America. I mean, marriages look so down upon in America. In other places, marriage is so championed. Marriage is like the best thing in certain countries and shit. You know, it's just like I don't have the American mindset. I focus and I study globally. So my mindset is bigger than just America. Like I study other shit. Cause I, like I said, in the Bible, Wisdom is known as a girl. That's my love of my life. While I'm on Earth right now, the love of my life is wisdom. I love the fuck out that girl, man. I'm telling you, I love knowledge. So I love music, all that shit. So how long? 45 minutes. All right, I'm about to get up out of here, y'all. I gave y'all a little nugget of good jewels. This is the most important podcast I made so far. So it took me a little bit longer to stay away so I could find this information to give it to y'all. But like, as y'all can see, when I come back, I have something valuable for y'all. I'm not just one of these people that's trying to talk for entertainment. I do not like attention. I don't like people staring at me, people knowing where I'm at. I want to be isolated. But when I pop out, I pop out. People happy to see me, I pop out. I bring value. I bring my good energy. You know, it's me and Jesus coming into the room. And I don't mean gotta act like no damn saint, even though if you ain't one, we flesh. But you know, I just want to bring good into the world, man. Don't let the hurtful shit, the harmful, traumatic shit taint you and make you an evil person to join forces with it. You overcome it. You forgive them, people, man. Forgive them. Forgive them for they were confused. Some people, well, no, I ain't gonna lie. Some people are confused. Some people chose wickedness over righteousness. So, hey, forgive them for you to be pure again. You still be the jolly person that you once was. You know what I'm saying? Don't let these harmful motherfuckers make you hard and hard. I mean, not make you hard and tough and now you evil and mean and shit. Just get away from them motherfuckers. Get right with Jesus. Jesus will get you right. Get right with Jesus. Jesus is going to get you right. Like I said, just speak your peace. Speak your testimony. Your testimony is all the pain you've been through. Name all the bad things you done did that really stick in your brain. Explain why you did it and really sincerely apologize. You know what I'm saying? And the only way it's going to work is if you truly feel that shit. And if you truly feel that shit, I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck how tough you are. Them tears is going to fall. And that's all I'm going to say to y'all, man. I appreciate y'all for listening, man. I hope y'all have a good day. And I'm going to talk to y'all when I talk to y'all, man. I'm going to see y'all on YouTube next. I don't know when, but the next time I post something, it's going to be on YouTube. T Black ENT is my channel. All right.